dictation for James, J-A-M-E-S, Zerka, Z-E-R-K-A, June 27, 25, address as a letter, Dr. Gaffney, G-A-F-F-N-E-Y, 607-6875. Dear Dr. Gaffney, follow-up for Mr. Zerka, wife participated at this encounter, telemedicine phone, denies hospital admission, eating well, no vomiting, dysphagia, problems of constipation on treatment, no bleeding, some nocturian continence, but no infection, cloudiness or blood. His voice is very soft, but denies increase of dyspnea, no oxygen or sleep apnea, no chest pain, palpitation or syncope, no purulent material hemoptysis. Uses a walker, diffuse arthritis. Next paragraph, medication list review, notice dimorphine and tramadol. The only blood pressure will be Lasix. He uses terazosin mostly for prostate, but of course it's a blood pressure. Has not been able to check blood pressure. Wife promised to do it in the near future. His voice is very soft, but appears appropriate. I don't notice severe respiratory distress. Next paragraph, chemistry is in April, creatinine 2.4, which is stable over time. Normal electrolyte acid base. GFR 24 is stage 4. Normal calcium phosphorus, low albumin, anemia 10.1, low platelet count 135. Previously low ferritin at 65, although saturation was 25%, he received iron infusion back in August last year. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 4, stable over time, no progression, and no indication for dialysis as he does not have symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Next number, iron deficiency anemia, has received replacement. We will continue to monitor further replacements as needed. EPO for hemoglobin less than 10, presently 10.1. Next number, history of colon bladder fistula, status post-surgery, resolved. Next number, osteoarthritis, walker, frailty, no falling. Next number, chronic narcotic use. Next number, monitor low albumin, increased protein intake. Next number, symptoms of enlargement of the prostate with incontinence of urine. Next number, hard of hearing. Next number, prior evaluation for dysphagia, no malignancy. All you should discuss with the patient and wife, end of dictation.